Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I do want to offer a content warning this morning for anyone in a weird place about it and wants a little motivational episode instead. If that's you and you need to return to this episode at a later date, in the meantime, you can go back and check out day 469, 470, or 471 for some positive motivation. There's plenty of other great episodes back there if you want to scroll, but I figured I'd give you a little suggestion in case you're somebody who didn't want to make a decision like that this morning and you need a little pick-me-up and want to come back to this one some other time. But for today, I really felt it was important to share the rest of the research and information that I discovered on what we can do as individuals to help feel like we're doing something for humanity and democracy, but also have a plan for keeping it in the long term and actually feeling like we're making a difference instead of the same old bullshit where we're sending thoughts and prayers and a few dollars to Planned Parenthood, you know? And while all of those things are incredibly important, immediate action is crucial. I want to remind people that when these conservatives went against democracy and the sitting president and the opinions of most Americans, they were very aware that they were going to get some extreme resistance to that. So while writing our senators and calling and leaving messages and protesting is incredibly critical, if it is going to burn you out for the long run, maybe reevaluate where you'd like to put your long-term energy, because they really don't expect us to have the long-term energy for this situation. Like everything else, I was raised in a split political family. My mom's side was way conservative for religious reasons, and my dad's side was extremely, extremely liberal. Luckily, they compromised and let me pick my favorite side, and I picked more liberal. And I don't deny that this was a privilege, but being liberal comes with a lot of negative sides to it, because it insists upon the fact that we're all bought into the system that is still fucking people over. But as a liberal, we were taught that there are mountains upon mountains of issues we all need to solve as individuals. We have to solve climate change and the gun crisis and the housing crisis and the food crisis and the mental health crisis and the policing system, the education system, the nursing system, the healthcare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it goes on forever. And the problem with that is, it is not humanly possible to be able to put out a million tiny fires on our own as long as there are five asshole Republican fundamental Christian extremists with matches lighting those fires right behind us, putting each one out. So these are not millions and millions of disjointed problems we all have to solve. There are two problems that we have to solve. This is a beautiful thing to remember. It's a system. And systems, like your computer, need updating. And just like Apple, where they do intentional obsolescence of our products, in which they'll update these apps and these iOS software programs to where the hardware that we buy is no longer of use. That's what we need to do to the system. We need to update our system so that all of that hardware that worked in the old system doesn't even work in this one. And while it is a complicated, nuanced, intense problem, there are some brilliant, badass people who have been working on it just as long as it has been happening. And now we're in a world where we can share that information more effectively, efficiently, and productively if we remember the goals and that we're all on the same damn team. Humanities. And another thing that gives me hope in all of this is if you look at the history of capitalism, we are in the late stages of it. So we're nostalgic for an America that never existed. So the only where we can go is up, because America was predicated on colonialism and white supremacy. And I know that sounds like it shouldn't be hopeful, but the reason I am is because despite their greatest attempts and literally hundreds of years of practice, most of us, despite every reason to be bought in, are not bought into this system. We think it's bullshit. The fact that a lot of us have gotten this far in society without getting quote-unquote brainwashed is pretty freaking impressive. And I'm not saying brainwashed as a way to let them scapegoat the fact that they are making active choices to hurt other communities. That is not what I mean by brainwashed. I just mean in the sense that we're all a little brainwashed. If you've ever been influenced by an ad, we've been a little brainwashed. That's just my opinion and my intention with that use of that word in this context. I more so mean in the sense that if you escaped living in this system your whole fucking life with any amount of dignity in this education system, in this healthcare system, with a government that doesn't give a fuck about us, sold the lies and propaganda and the bullshit we've been sold our whole lives to not get sucked into certain conspiracies, to escape the internet unscathed, to make it into debt culture but still survive that with any fucking rhyme or reason, is obviously based a lot on privilege. I'm not ignoring that. But to still have your wits about you, even if you're not in that privileged camp, is fucking impressive. This place is hard to get through and not pick up a little bit of nuanced hate and disgust and bitterness and meanness and ignorance and fear that creates problematic cycles. It's not an excuse at all. Because we're all fucking responsible for our shit. Especially when that shit affects other people. It's a free country, but it's not free of consequences, so remember that. And as I'm saying it, I hear how ignorant of a take it could be for some of us, but I really do think the fact that a lot of us escaped the cult propaganda bullshit that is American culture is impressive. And still, right now, I know certain conservatives in Florida who are changing their minds still. A lot of them flipped with Trump. Some of them took longer. And while there are still extremists and a lot of people who are making ignorant choices on purpose right now, I'm not excusing them and I'm not saying they don't exist, but I am saying, I don't know. I think it's fucking cool that where the culture was built for them, we're still out here, loud as fuck and angry as fuck. And nothing gets me more fired up than free thinkers with critical thinking skills. I'm so turned on by y'all. Every single thing that we have absorbed in this culture since our birth has been given to us through this lens of white supremacy and capitalism, but under this disguise of nationalism and Americanism. And it's really fucked if you think about it. Our TV shows, our movies, our stores, the way they're set up, our music, our art, our communities, our politics, but also, more importantly, our education system. the entire system of our workforce, our economy, our government, and our typical societal values of success. Oh yeah, and our healthcare system. So the fact that all of these systems have been built to fail us, but indoctrinate us so hard that we won't notice, the fact that we noticed is fucking impressive. I don't know, maybe this is me being an eternal optimist about everything, but I think it's fucking cool because brainwash is really pretty easy and they have put us through it and they have put so many individual communities through so much suffering that it wouldn't be shocking for us to be broken by that. And while we are not whole, for sure, we are more connected than ever. So social media and stuff can be a nightmare, but it's also a joy for activism. And the reason I feel so fucking inspired lately about that is because I just watched a documentary on HBO with the timeliest drop called The Janes, an underground network of badass, brilliant, intelligent activists in 1960s, 70s Chicago doing the fucking work for human rights. And what I find to be the best part about this documentary is they did it with barely any resources. I don't know how they got in contact with people. People were leaving messages and they had no way to get caller ID or call people back. It's complicated. So the convenience level that we have with communication and organizing is there. We just have to get aligned and remember our values and our vision towards progress and not towards complete unity, because we will never have complete unity on our side because we're trying to hear everyone's voices. So we can't be perfectly united because we're all very nuanced and different. That's a good thing. We need to stop looking at that as the enemy and look at the division that we feel because of it as the enemy. We're all on the same team, including the bad guys. Just keep running towards the fucking goal, which is liberation for every community and burning down this system that doesn't allow for it. All right, this became more of an optimist rant, and I'm not going to take it out because after watching activism documentaries, I realized bad people, cult leaders, white supremacists don't overthink what they put out. They just keep putting out shitty content and collecting shitty ideas and influencing people with them. And at least mine have the right fucking message behind them, and I'm happy to be corrected. So if I ever fuck up, especially when I'm putting out these daily episodes, I'm happy to be corrected. Send me your sources. Speaking of, I was just called out for advocating for DuckDuckGo, highly advertised as a very private and secure server to do your internet browsing on, but apparently that's not the case. And I totally messed up and included it on some things that I've shared with y'all. So apologies, and I do stand corrected. And I genuinely appreciate the person who messaged me about it. Thank you so freaking much for that. I will always be open-minded to growing and learning with you. And a lot of y'all are smarter than me. I just got the microphone, friends. I'm trying my best to do my best. I promise. And that's really all we can do. This person did suggest using a VPN to protect your privacy, sometimes doubling it if you need to. And if you don't think privacy is important to you, it is. It's important to all of us because the thing is, it may not be for you now, but it may be for a loved one in the future. What I'm trying to say is be careful on the internet. Don't trust anything you read. And always vet things as best you can, especially with weirdos that feel confident enough to make a podcast, okay? Tomorrow, I will be sharing the actual activism that we can do in our communities to make a difference with some actionable tips. This was more of a rant today, but we're done apologizing for being passionate, or at least I'm gonna try. I'm working on it. Thanks for holding me accountable, friends. I love you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.